Hey, Hacker Public Radio. Welcome to number 300. It's a mighty fine number. It's a 3 and a couple zeros. Awesome. I started to do a whole 300 in different languages. 300! This is HBR! No. So, if you haven't caught on by now, this is Moore Yellen, and I like to do shows about, right, recently it's been about electronics and microcontrollers. I'm a big fan of technology, so usually I kind of do something about that, but I always like to put my own little twist on it and do it in obviously a fun way. Why did I want to do an HBR show? For me, it was all about giving back. The whole reason that I'm even this computer literate and into technology and Linux and that kind of thing is because of the community, because I had a question and was smart enough to look on the internet and be able to find other people that had the same problem, shared their experience, eventually stumbled into forums and then podcasts, and before I knew it, I was learning a large amount of information that was insanely helpful, not only to me, but to the people that I could help with other problems based on the knowledge that I had learned, and it was all from random people on the internet. So for me, there was a big drive in wanting to be able to give back to this just random allotment of people, and I knew that more than likely I wouldn't be able to give back to the people that initially gave back to me, because they were so much smarter than me, and obviously because they were the ones who had educated me. So it was either A, educate people that are, you know, needing to be educated, or B, find different topics that the people who educated me don't know anything about and meet somewhere in the middle. Always I try to do something a little entertaining, so that way even if you know the subject or you don't know the subject, whether you care or you don't care, there's always a little bit of entertainment involved in the show. That's one thing that I've always tried to shoot for, and I hope it comes through. Hacker Public Radio is just an amazing thing for me. Just the fact that it's already been here for 300 episodes. And that means that there's 300 episodes that have been recorded by just random people who wanted to sit down in front of the microphone and give it a shout. So that's awesome. So thank you. Thank you, HBR. I also would like to acknowledge that, yes, this is 300 episodes of HBR, but there was a show before this called Today with a Techie. And, you know, that went to 300 episodes as well, so this is almost like 600 episodes. It's a really amazing thing. So, thanks to everybody who is involved, and I hope to see you at the next 300. Ah, in HBR!
Hello, this is Dave Yates, and in addition to the occasional monthly or so HBR episodes I do, I have a podcast, the Lot of Linux.com Linux User Podcast, and I occasionally do the Upstate Carolina Linux Users Group podcast, or the audio, record the audio and make it available as a podcast. And why did I want to do an HBR show? I didn't. I was sort of caught on the carpet. I was interviewing Droops and Stank Dog about a month or so before Hacker Public Radio took to the inner tubes, and that they were announcing the plans for Hacker Public Radio, and they, as I was wrapping up the interview for my podcast, they sort of called me on the carpet, or told me one that they expected me to contribute, and I never thought myself in the same caliber as those guys, or you know, any of the hosts of HPR, so I didn't know that if I'd have anything to contribute or not. So I sort of got called out publicly, and that's the reason I did it. And next thing I know, Enigma's got me down on a monthly schedule. So that's how it came to happen, not necessarily why. Have I learned anything? I learned about NZB files, I think, from Deep Geek, maybe. I can't remember who the host was. The funniest show moment, none come to my mind off the top of my head, but I think the This Old Hack episodes were always good. HBR Hero, I would say that would be Klaatu. I enjoy the content he provides, and he's a hard-working contributor. the craziest HPR host would have to be Morgellon, the Low Tech Mystic. And do I have any shows planned for the future? I plan on continuing to contribute, but I never have anything planned. And anything cool to brag about? Not really. The Southeast Linux Fest is happening slowly, June 13th, 2009, in Clemson, South Carolina. The southeastlinuxfest.org. And I just want to wish the Hacker Public Radio community a happy 300th episode.
Hey, it's DP. I've been asked why I think Hacker Public Radio is so important. And the reason I think Hacker Public Radio is so important is because to have a knowledge of hacking and a deep knowledge of computers is basically a minority interest. And yet, still an interest that people are passionate about when they have that interest. And it requires you to be able to reach out on a national and international basis to find like-minded people who want to share information on these very deep topics and this beautiful intellectual passion, which is being about the computer technology. And if it wasn't for Hacker Public Radio, we wouldn't be able to reach out to each other over such great distances. It's truly an international community, and an international community that I'm intensely proud to be a part of. Happy 300th episode, Hacker Public Radio. On a path of righteousness, you're not on the ground unless you're free. You'll never be down till you get political, see? Words trapped in time, every syllable written to oppose capitalism and its lying. Meritocracy is a joke to me, no equality for women, people of color, and the children of poverty. Watch me, watch me.
Right, well, the first question that I've got here is, what's your name and what's your show and what's it about? Well, my name's Aaron Finnan, aka Phoenix. I do Phoenix's Student Hacker's Guide to Linux. It's basically about things that you can do with Linux, like wall driving or looking at rainbow tables. I'm an ethical hacking student at Abertay University Dundee, hence the Phoenix's Student Hacker's Guide bit. The next question is, why do you want to do a HPR show? I like to do HPR because it gives me a chance to work on projects for what I can see is a pretty legitimate reason. I like doing security stuff. I find some of the stuff there that's really interesting and amazing, and I suppose I kind of like sharing that excitement about. The next question that I've got here is, have you learned anything while doing HPR? Loads. That I know nothing about sound production. Audacity will always go wrong when you need it the most. And Enigma's a pretty forgiving dude. The next question I've got here is, who's your HPR hero? That's pretty easy. Enigma, Ken Fallon, Klaatu, and the singing man himself, Mr. Chad Wallenberg. All seriousness here, I think anyone that takes the time out to do a HPR show deserves my respect. So tongue in cheek, they're all really heroes. The next one's, who's the craziest HPR host? To be honest with you, I love Chad Wallenberg and the Linux songs again. And well, Chufty's put them out on the HPR. I'm a big Linux Basement fan and listen to him over there. I'm still wondering why he's not put up my theme tune yet. Come on, Chad, we're Super Phoenix, dude. Next question I've got here is, why do I think that HPR is important? I think it's really important that we basically have a medium out there that people can produce content that they want. And I tend to think if you're interested in something, someone out there on internet land will be interested in it as well. Plus, you know, why wouldn't you want to do a show for Hacker Public Radio? The next question is, what shows do I have planned for the future? I have a couple planned with a few co-hosts. I'm trying to get some of the ethical hacking and the Linux Society dudes doing shows. I'm also toying with recording a new segment bit, say once a fortnight, but it's still early days yet, so we'll see how that works out. The next question I've got is, anything cool that you want to brag about? Well, of course, my beautiful little girl Ava was born just under a month ago. Thanks, Chick, for all the sleepless nights. That's helped loads. I'd like to do the usual brag about the Linux Society, which I'm a member of. We can be found at www.thelinuxsociety.org.uk. It's open to everyone. I put all my show notes and everything like that up there and have a blog up there. And so do lots of other people write stuff as well. It's a pretty interesting place. So, you know, plus if anyone has any requests for anything they'd like me to do on Phoenix's Student Hacker's Guide to Linux, then please drop us a line. The next question is, what's your HPR birthday message to the listeners? I hope you guys have enjoyed it all so far. And here's to another 300, I suppose. Happy birthday, HPR.
Okay, number one, what's your name and what shows and what is it about you do? Well, my name is Lost in Bronx, and so far I've done a show about Mead, NaNoWriMo.org, and I have one coming up about recession era multimedia. And what is it about you do?
I don't know what that means.
Number two, why did you want to do a Hacker Public Radio show? I don't know. I guess I'm a ham. Number three, optional. Have you learned anything new whilst doing the whole HPR thing? I've learned a little bit about Audacity. I've also learned I need to buy a new mic sometime. Number four, optional. What's the funniest show, moment, or memory from the past 300 shows? I remember the time Enigma, he put my episode up with someone else's name on it. that was great. Number five, optional. Who's your HPR hero? As in, whose episodes do I like the best? That'd be Klaatu's. But who's the most admirable? That'd be Uberchick. First off, I can't code my way out of a wet paper bag. And secondly, all things considered, I seriously doubt I'd be able to philosophize were I in her place. So she rocks, more than me and more than you. Number six, optional, who's the craziest HPR host? I don't even know what that means. Number seven, why do you think HPR is important? Well, it keeps me off the streets at night, it got me off the pipe, and it brought me to Jesus. Number eight, optional. What shows do you have planned for the future? I have one in the works right now comparing patio books to other kinds of dramatic audio media, and I'm hoping it'll be better than that sound. Number nine, optional. Anything cool you want to brag about? No. Number 10, what's your HPR birthday message to listeners? Happy 300, Hacker Public Radio. Didn't know you had it in you.
Hi guys, I'm 2021. I was the host of the Scale interview and co-host of the show review. I think it was a while back. I'm also the co-website manager. Why did I want to do this show? I was invited. Enigma invited me and wanted me to be on the show. And offered me the co-hosting gig, so I went with it. Sounded like fun, so I went with it. I think HPR is important because, for one thing, it may be, 78 topics, to a broad audience. It might not otherwise, you know, it might not otherwise be aware of, for one thing. watch me fuck the system up. Are you going to be down with me or what? For the birthday message to listeners, thank you for listening, and I hope that we can continue to, all of us can continue to produce a show that is entertaining and worthwhile and all that good stuff. Yeah, thank you everybody for listening. All right, adios.
Justice, are you really down to make some change, to rearrange? It's not so strange, this shit is in our range. Trade me some death for some happiness, rob the best and give it to the deranged. Pained exchanges, you got us working for some bullshit wages. I'm not paying no more rent for these cages. This is the moment in which revolution engages. It's time to set it off, it's time for war to wage. It's time to start a new age. Watch me, watch me. Watch me start a revolution off. Watch me break down your bum, smoke it up and cough. Watch me rush the cops with a bandana and a Molotov. Watch me, watch me.
Okay, this is Zoke, and I got a few questions to answer. What's your name, and what shows, and what is it about that you've done? Well, I was born in Bristol, England, but now reside near Reno, Nevada. I don't really like to give out my real name. I'm not against it, but I prefer to keep them separate, so I have a website based on my own surname for personal things, and my Zoke persona for the techie geeky things. That way my family can look at just my own website. And you guys can look at the Zoke Rule, and you don't have to listen to me droning on about things happening in my life. I'm also really bad at coming up with names that aren't a dime a dozen by picking Neo or something similar, so I used a random name generator, which came up with Zokosaurus, which I shortened to Zoke, at least the places that let you put four characters in as a name. I've done a bunch of shows on different things, from Doctor Who to a few Windows-based ones, system turtles and trying to unhose a Windows system, for example, to my current series on Python programming. Why did you want to do an HPR show? Well, I don't know. I think originally I just wanted to help a nigger out, but then I realised what on earth I got myself into. But I did get some really, really good feedback and decided to continue and help people out and try and pass on some of the things I've found out. Have you learnt anything new whilst doing the whole HPR thing? Well, I've learnt a bunch about doing podcasts. And I also learnt that I'm definitely not the most polished out there and need to bite up my shows way too much. Just listen to me live and see how different I am. I do work better from the script. If I try and ad-lib too much, I get too many and I mess words up, so always better from the script. Also, with the Python series that I'm doing, I'm actually learning Python whilst I'm doing it, which is something I could do on my own, but as I mentioned on the series, I do so much better actually having a reason to do it. What's the funniest show or moment or memory from the past 300 shows? Well, there was that Doctor Who episode that... Oh, wait, hang on. You probably don't mean my own shows, do you? No, I'm just kidding. I think the funniest show and moment of memory, actually, for me, was actually Rowan Golfer's Security Wow episode. Although it wasn't just for the episode, I did actually speak to him in IRC, and he said that Steve Gibson is hosting the episode, actually, somewhere on his server, so I think that's quite brilliant. Who is your HPR hero? Oh, that's a tough question. I mean, we could say Cloud 2 for having done like 1,000 more episodes than anyone else. There is also Dave Yates for being just about the most unlikely host for a show. I mean, he makes vitamin pills, or vitamin pills, as he would say. Not that I have anything against that, I mean, everyone's got to make a living, but if you picked someone, you've got the weird geeky guy, or guy that makes pills for a living. You don't really expect that, but that's cool, and Dave is really cool about it for that. But I think I may actually have to go for Uberchick, for actually talking about programming as an art and making me feel like I'm not crazy, because I too think programming can be an art. There was one bit of code I saw which was to handle apostrophes in SQL statements and take it up to and including the apostrophe and then from the apostrophe onwards. And I looked at it, oh no, that's wrong, because you know, you're doubling that, you need to take either up to but not including the apostrophe and then the apostrophe onwards, or up to and including the apostrophe and then after, but you don't, you know, you don't want to double it. And then I realised that of course is what they wanted to do, because you need to actually double it, and I just thought that was a beautifully simple way of doing it. Who's the craziest HPR host? I think I might have to go for Klaatu for this one, for having done more episodes than anyone else, and about 8 other podcasts as well. And he's got blue hair, and podcasts in outer space. Why do you think HPR is important? I could go on for a while about this, so I'll try and keep it short. I think HPR is important for so many reasons. It gives anyone the chance to record something and not actually have to worry about having to have their own podcast and doing an episode a week or a month or anything like that. You can record a few episodes and just upload them, they'll put them in wherever, or you can go onto the monthly rotation and then you're meant to do one a month, but even then you don't have to even take months off. So I think that's really cool. I think it also gives people a chance to learn something weird but cool, like the Brew Your Own Beer episode. So I think it's really good that it allows people to share their knowledge about anything with anyone. And the more knowledge out there is always a good thing. If you look at dictatorships, the first thing they do is limit knowledge that the people have to control the people. So more knowledge is always a good thing. What shows do you have planned for the future? Well, short term, I'm just going to be continuing my Python programming series. Well, actually, that might take me a while, so that might not be too short term. Afterwards, I'm not so sure. I've got a few ideas, nothing concrete though, so I don't really want to say anything to tie myself down. Anything cool that you want to brag about? Well, I'm not actually that egotistical that I have to hear stuff about me all the time. So I don't really want to sit and brag about anything here. Oh, right, I guess something like I went out shooting with my father-in-law yesterday and we shot a bunch of things up. And he let me use his Colt 45, so that's a good sign. What's your HPR birthday message to listeners? Well, aside from a happy birthday, I'd say just keep listening. This year for a present, HPR would like more episodes from new people. Where do you listen to HPR and be honest? On my laptop. It's really boring, I know. I don't own a cell phone. I don't own an N810 or anything cool like that. Why do you like HPR? I like the fact that you don't really know what the next episode is going to be about. All these different people, all these different topics, all these different styles of podcasting and so on. It's brilliant. You just have this HPR episode that turns up each day and it could be about literally anything. It could be episode Brew Your Own Beer, random music, whatever. Well, that's it. On to the next person. Watch me fuck this whole system up. Are you gonna be down with me or what? Watch me start a revolution off. Watch me break down your bum, smoke it up and cough. Watch me rush the cops with a bandana and a Molotov. Watch me, it's time to tear the system down. Already whining, cause you wanna keep your crown. Change is coming near, no more fear. Take back these countries, these cities and these towns. Demand equality for women, and in the class of racism, justice.
What's your name? What shows have you done and what are they about? My name's Klaatu. Done a couple of shows, mostly on video topics, some on networking, and I think just some other random stuff. Why did I want to do an HPR show? I wanted to do an HPR show because I knew it was a community-based effort, and these community projects don't really work unless all the community members actually participate. So I thought I knew I'd be listening to the show, so I thought I should contribute. Have I learned anything new whilst doing HPR? Of course, every time I listen to an episode, I learn something new, and every time I do an episode, I'm either learning something new or really, really reinforcing something that I've been learning anyway. Funniest show or moment from the past 300 episodes? It's really hard to pinpoint. A lot of the hosts are really funny, and they're really, if they're not doing something funny, it's just the way they choose to express something. So there's been a lot of funny moments, I think. Who's my HPR hero? I guess that would have to be Enigma, because he keeps making sure that episodes are posted every day. Thank you, Enigma. We love you. Who's the craziest HPR host? That would be Fizone. P-H-I-Z-O-N-E. Look him up on the contributor list. He's the wackiest of all. Why do I think HPR is important? HPR is important because it's a community project. And I don't believe in the consumer model where one distinct group creates all this stuff and another distinct group comes along and consumes it. I think it's a lot more interactive, a lot more positive for everyone, a lot more fulfilling for everyone if everyone's chipping in and everyone's creating something. just like the Linux operating system, where we're all a part of building it as well as using it. So that's important. What's my HPR birthday message to listeners? I don't know, you've listened well, keep listening, and I guess contribute if you have anything to contribute, and happy birthday, HPR.
Thank you for listening to Hacker Public Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net, so head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs.